Now, here's a question for you. Guess how many real Christmas trees will be sold to Irish consumers this December? Guess? I'll tell you. It's 400,000 real Christmas trees, and almost the same, 300,000 are being shipped overseas, because we've now become one of the biggest exporters of Christmas trees to the UK. There are more than 100 growers affiliated with the Irish Christmas Tree Growers Association. Brian O'Connell spent some time at a Christmas tree farm this week, and he also met some people buying their Christmas tree, and he joins us from Cork. Brian, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
There's a real appetite still, in spite of all the artificial ones, for the real aromatic Christmas tree, isn't there?
There is, I think, Pat. I mean, I think like everything else, the Christmas tree was pimped up during the boom and many people went for the, like you said, the plastic flashing lights type. And really it was the bigger, the brighter, the better. But there's a noticeable increase, I think, in the demand for real trees. So much so, actually, that the Irish Christmas Tree Growers Association, they were saying thefts from their members' farms and from forests were becoming a real issue. I think 500 trees were taken in Wicklow alone in November, worth something in the region of €20,000. So I was just a bit curious, Pat, to find out a little bit more about the types of trees that we do sell here and export. And also, you know, we hear these stories every year at this time about how scarce trees are. And I was just wondering, was that a bit of a sort of a marketing ploy? And I wanted to find out too, you know, what constitutes the perfect Christmas tree?
Well, there's one place to go, Wicklow, to meet the Irish champion Christmas tree grower.
Christy Kavanagh, he's actually the three-time winner of the annual Best Christmas Tree Award. Very proud of it, he is too. And Christy will supply 6,000 trees this Christmas to Irish homes and businesses from his farm, which is in Newtown, Mount Kennedy in Wicklow, as you said. And that award, it's given by the Irish Christmas Trees Grower. Anyway, he's a very hard man to pin down, Christy. He's working pretty much around the clock. When I met him last week, he'd had 1.5 hours sleep, and he's really just trying to get trees out all over the country. They've got a very active online business where you can order online. Now, I have to say, Pat, reporting on Christmas trees, I never thought I'd find a slightly erotic or sensual element to it, but it's really very hard to ask someone to describe their perfect Christmas tree and for your mind not to wander, or maybe just my mind not to wander. So here's Christy on his farm. It's the same patch of ground his father and his grandfather have farmed, and we've pulled up here beside two Christmas trees growing, and I asked Christy to talk a little bit about his perfect tree.
Right, well, I'm looking at two trees here, Christy, and to my sort of ignorant eye, they look exactly the same, but they're not.
No, this tree here is an Aardman fir. It's very popular in Europe. It's pretty popular here now as well. A good tree, good full tree. The other tree is a noble fir. Nice tree, better colour, darker colour. Has that bluier tinge in it. It's a better needle retainer. It normally retains its needles better, and it has a smell.
If people are looking for a tree now, what are they looking for in a good Christmas tree? I mean, I heard you describing it to me before. It was like you were describing your ideal woman to me when you were describing the Christmas tree.
Yeah, well, on a noble fir, they're looking for...
Be careful now.
Yeah. The needles to be nice and green and long, like a lady's eyelashes, I would describe them. They want them to be fresh, and that the tree is fuller, especially up in the body of the tree. The tree needs to be nice and full. But having said that, you will have customers come in that want an open tree, so everybody has different tastes. And there's one for everybody.
And come here, you delivered a tree to the Taoiseach the other day.
We did indeed. Taoiseach Enda Kenny, he was a nice man. He was very nice to us. And leaving the politics aside...
What kind of a tree? Did you give him a recession appropriate tree, or did you give him the full on bushy tree?
It was a pretty elegant tree. It was a lovely tree that he got. And
did he pay for it?
He's paying for it in a roundabout way. he'll pay for it surely, yeah.
That sounds to me like a grant that's on its way to you.
Well, sure, we're talking. It's good to be talking. And it was very good. I'd be honoured to have the opportunity to present the Taoiseach of the day with this. The tree goes to the office of a Taoiseach. We have sent that tree to Crumlin Children's Hospital as a request of the Taoiseach. And so the Children's Hospital gets a benefit out of it as well, and all the children out there.
So, Brian, I need a full-bodied tree with good needle retention.
Yeah, kind of round at the bottom, Pat, and slender as it goes up along.
All right. And now, there's an idea that these type of crops grow quickly and can be harvested fairly easily, but there is a lot of work involved.
Yeah, well, I always assumed these were cash crops and they could be grown in a year or two, but in fact... Actually, I've actually always slightly resented these types of trees. I mean, there's a lot of lovely bogland on the road to West Clare where my grandparents' farm is, and I used to hate to see it populated with the Norwegian spruce in recent years. But really, the Kavna farm is not on great land. You know, it's 1,000 feet above sea level. It's mostly gorse land. And Christy was telling me his dad had 36 acres and they raised eight children, I think, and they never went hungry. His father always refused any kind of social welfare payment. So they were incredibly economical in the way that they made the land work. The Christmas trees enriched the land. There's an obvious return to the environment, and the whole family is employed for a few weeks leading up to Christmas. So the interesting thing that I didn't know really was that it takes 13 years for the average size Christmas tree to grow. So I think the scarcity now probably relates to a time when there was a huge abundance in Europe and farmers got out of growing Christmas trees. I mean, Christy reckoned there's short about 7 million trees in Europe this Christmas. You know, from time to time you'll have diseases like the Norwegian fungus will affect the crop. So, I mean, to be honest, we do get these types of stories every year. It is good marketing, but there is actually a scientific base behind it.
Now, you asked Christy whether he had his own tree picked out and erected.
And the kind of hours you're doing at the moment, Christy?
Well, you'd normally do about 15, 16 hours a day. On a good day, you know, but there's longer days as well when things just run or a customer needs product out or whatever, so we have to do our damnedest to get that product to the customer.
And when you're sitting at home now and your tree goes up, would you, looking at the thing with resentment, thinking of the hours of work you had to put into them?
I know, I'd be glad to see a real tree. I'd hate to come today that there could be a plastic, piece of plastic from China sitting in the corner. No, I'm delighted that it's a real tree growing on our own farm.
And when will you stick up your own tree now?
Well, I've heard a bit about it last night and even this morning at 5 o'clock and I'm getting up when we get ours, but
You feel here of thousands of trees and you've no tree up yourself, huh?
I haven't time to put up our own tree, but we'll get it. The children are going to pick it out this evening with me, Brian, and we'll get it up for them.
So this is how you wrap up the tree. So obviously the tree we saw here, the seedlings are down here. Yeah. They grow a little bit there. Yeah.
And then they come down here to, this is our millennium field that was planted in the millennium. Instead of putting a spire up, we planted trees. And this product now has been harvested. This field is coming to its end now. And we'll just maybe net some of the trees now, Brian, to just demonstrate how we net them.
So you've got a tractor here with a bit of an apparatus on the back of it.
Yeah. So the hydraulics on the tractor does the work.
And when your dad was doing this half a century ago, obviously it was all by hand. There was none of these fancy machines.
No, Daddy would have been selling the trees. There were Norway spruce at that time and they were so loose. There was no netting on them and he would have delivered trees with a horse and cart. He had no tractor even. So it was simple operation. Yeah, no diesel required. We're organic.
Well, that's the tree. That's the tree then ready to go, yeah.
Take it off and then we cut the net. And that's the tree then ready for the customer.
A tree ready for the customers. You actually went to meet some of the customers. Where did you go?
I went to Braypat, just beside the Kilcrony Furniture, if anybody knows it. And Christy's brother, Paul, and his daughter, they were loading the trees out of the back of a van, freshly cut, putting them to the side of a fence where they sell them. So it was about 11 o'clock in the morning and two or three people were starting to pull up, mostly women, I have to say, and they were there, you know, buying trees and having a browse around. The biggest tree they sold, Pat, just before I'd arrived, unfortunately, was an 18-footer to a lady in Fox Rock, and she was able to fitted in her hallway, more barter. And generally they ranged in price. About €50 was kind of what you'd pay for the lowest type of a tree. Depending on the quality, there's grade ones and grade twos. And you could pay about €9 per square foot, I think they said was the average price at the moment. Anyway, I met several customers, Pat. The first lady told me she gets her tree from the Kavanaghs every year.
You're buying a tree here?
Yes, I'm buying. And they've a wonderful perfume. The room is just, you know, if there's a little bit of heat in the room, it brings out the perfume of the tree and it's absolutely wonderful.
What do you look for in a tree?
Well, the non-shedding, the shape, you know,
It's like asking someone what you look for in a man, isn't it?
Huh? I'm past that. It's the shape, you know, I like it to go evenly up, you know, and to a point and to have plenty at the top. You know, they're actually beautiful, these trees, because they look at this, look at the shape.
Too bald on top now wouldn't do it.
Well, it might do, but really, you know, they look at the shape of that, you know, it's just beautiful.
It's very consistent, isn't it?
It is, and it looks lovely when it's dressed and everything.
And she's here after knocking
it down.
You'll have to buy it now.
But it's lovely.
And tell us, did you ever go for the artificial tree or was it always a real tree?
No, I never ever bought an artificial. But it was kind of a tradition in my family, my parents and everything, we always had. Well, there were no artificial trees in their time, you know, but I know I never did. They look very, they're too perfect, you see. You have to have a little bit of a glitz somewhere, don't you know? I love these trees here. I come up every year and organise it. So, and I have a daughter home from the States at the moment, so she's going to do the dressing of it and everything else, you know.
And is your husband still alive?
He is, yeah. He is.
Why isn't he out here throwing it into the back of the car?
Well, he's having a rest for himself this morning. He's in bed.
Will he put the fairy on the top of it, or will he hang the tinsel or what?
Oh, well, no, he will. He'll probably put a few baubles on it, you know. And, yeah.
And it's good to get them nice and early now, because you're not left with the sort of runt of the litter, if you know what I mean.
And also the fact that these don't shed, you can get them early and have, like, if you have one that sheds, you know, by the time Christmas has arrived, it's nearly naked, you know.
You'd be killed from the hoover. Yeah, yeah.
No, but the tree is nearly naked, you know.
My goodness, Brian, you say to the woman, is your husband still alive? Wait till he's lying at home listening to this and you're writing them off. Anyway, you did meet one man buying trees.
Thanks for finding that out.
And he told you how the recession has given him more time for Christmas.
I'd like to try to keep the business in the locality. Try to screw them the best we can on the prices, and it's not easy.
Is there a bit of room to haggle?
Nah, a little bit, not a lot.
So tell me what you're looking for in a Christmas tree.
This time I'm looking for a tree that's full, a nice fresh Christmas tree.
Your hand on a tree there, but she's got her eye on it.
Well, she's actually just paid me for this tree, so sorry.
Okay, right. Oh, I mean, I'm always a gentleman as far as the lady's concerned.
You'll have to unclench your fist there, yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway. And you're getting the tree grand and early. Do you always get it so early?
Not always so early. It's just, I suppose, again, it's just things are not that busy in our business either, so.
What do you work at?
Oh, we're in the trucking business. We have recycling in the area.
But you must have had a great few years.
Oh, we did, yes. We had a great number of years. We had 10 years of unprecedented. I like Christmas now that I have more time for it. I suppose that it's a break. There was a time, and I, to be honest, I wouldn't have been as much into Christmas as I am now, but I like it nowadays. Getting older, and I like to be able to spend a bit of time with children and everything else.
Nice. So you'll get the tree today anyway.
Oh, I'm sure I will get a nice tree.
Making time for Christmas. Finally, Brian, have you bought your own tree?
Oh, I did. Well, I'm usually a great one for leaving it to the last minute. I think last year I got it the day before Christmas Eve and I was stuck with the sort of shivering anemic thing in the corner. So this year it looked like a brush handle last year. This year, last weekend, I went out and got a lovely 6-footer. Just to say, Pat, before I came on, Bord Bia had tweeted me to say that they have some good instructions on their website as to how you can keep your tree fresh, sit it in a bucket of water and add a pint to it every day. So it might be worth having a look at the Bord Bia website.
Very good. All right. Well, I hope you got a tree that was full-bodied and a good needle retention.
Steady on.
Brian, thank you very much for joining us.